This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Another key sticking point in whatever this bill is going to wind up looking like, expanded unemployment benefits. We have covered that a lot, so the broad outlines, you know. Senate Republicans want to cut those benefits from $600 a week to $200 a week until state unemployment systems can be reprogrammed to make the payments equal 70% of a now laid-off worker's previous income. That's complicated, but it's incredibly relevant. It's also going to take a while, 8 to 20 weeks, reports are. But with that, Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has this on the political costs and benefits of those unemployment checks.
Denise Kochak runs Turquoise Restaurant in Midtown West in Manhattan. As restaurants reopened there last month, she started calling her staff back to work, and some said no. They told her unemployment was paying them more than what she would.
On an average, they're getting $800, $900 a week. Some of them didn't even used to make this much per week.
She said it complicated her reopening.
You know, we did get some PPP from the government, but that becoming into, turned into a grant is reliant on part of it being used as payroll. And of course, it's very hard to get, you know, the people back.
As the expiration date for benefits got closer, Kochak says, workers eventually came back. Now, there is a debate over how common Kochak's situation is. Joseph Vavra is a professor at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business.
Lots of workers in the economy are currently eligible for unemployment benefits, which exceed their lost wages.
But he says it's not clear how often that causes someone to not take a job. People value certainty, he says, and some workers may go back to work for healthcare, for example. He also says if an employer reports that it has reoffered a job to a laid-off employee and that employee declined to come back because they make more in unemployment, that worker is no longer eligible for benefits.
To me, it seems less likely that a worker is going to refuse to go back to work in this very uncertain labor market right now.
Heidi Scherholz is with the Economic Policy Institute. She says some amount of expanded unemployment benefits is a good idea beyond their current expiration date.
Government spending on unemployment insurance benefits is one of the most, if not the most, effective thing the federal government can do for stimulating the economy.
Mark Goldwine, with the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, says unemployment benefits can't stay so high indefinitely without potentially slowing a recovery, but now is not the time to make drastic cuts.
Probably the smart thing to do is to unwind it slowly.
How slowly? Well, that is what is being negotiated right now. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.